Revolutionary Considerations of Citizenship and Self-Government. As the Continental Congress moved towards and then declared independence, it became increasingly important to consider those who would and would not benefit from the new nation's commitment to the proposition of human equality. Abigail Adams urged her husband to consider the rights of women. Thomas Jefferson recognized that the existing institution of slavery presented not only a theoretical, but a moral conundrum that would plague the young nation. Religious minorities, like the Jewish synagogue members in Philadelphia, asserted their right to be included as well. The principles of the Declaration, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, seemed as though they should be open to all. As John Adams and Benjamin Rush observed, the very headiness of freedom might prove to be the new nation's downfall. While in theory, liberty and equality were open to all, for the sake of political prudence, the number of those who enjoyed full civil rights had to be more limited in practice. Rush appealed not only to prudence but to providence, observing that these principles were only secure when the citizenry were firm in their commitment to virtue and would otherwise become dangerous.